New York Congressman Antonio Delgado is pushing bipartisan legislation that would directly assist local governments in their responses to and recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. The local relief would complement aid to states that congressional representatives are also urging. I spoke with Delgado about this bill and more. State and local government aid from the second federal coronavirus relief package known as the CARES Act went to governments serving more than 500,000 people, leaving Delgado's 19th district completely out of the funding.
I'm hearing from folks in Sullivan County who are being laid off in county positions. I'm hearing from folks up in Schoharie County. So this is a real issue. And the fact that we have not provided any relief whatsoever, in state and local, emphasis on local, to our communities here was a big issue. I was able to partner with my Republican colleague, Lee Zeldin, to introduce a bipartisan and bicameral bill, the Direct Support for Communities Act, which would provide local governments of all sizes with direct federal relief that can be used to pay for essential services and offset lost revenues due to the COVID-19 emergency. This is a big, big bill, and I suspect, or at least I should hope, that as we work through the next significant package and we think about whatever the amount of money we're going to be able to provide our state and local governments, that amount will be distributed based on the formula we've been able to devise to ensure that all of our localities are, in fact, supported during this critical time, that we get this included in the next package.
For a dollar figure, what's being bandied about? What is feasible? You're hearing the needs on the ground, as your colleagues are as well. What is feasible to get through?
I wish I had a very definitive answer to give you. I really do. I know that we've heard numbers, that are significant, anywhere from 300 to 400 to 500, billion. Even saying those words or those numbers is difficult because I am not in a position to know the extent to which we're going to be able to agree on a bipartisan basis to provide this relief. And I would suspect that as the negotiations are ongoing, the number is going to play a role in that.
Delgado has joined with fellow Democrats, Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, as well as Republican New York Congressman Lee Zeldin, on the Direct Support for Communities Act. Its local relief fund would be split 50-50, half committed to cities, towns, and villages, and half committed to counties. There's still a lot of money. I'm seeing a lot of availability still in the Paycheck Protection Program, the next round that was funded in the emergency relief bill. What about, though, the EIDLs? Because there was, I think, confusion and there was frustration, if I may say, on your part, because you had fought to get farmers eligibility. They got the eligibility, and then there wasn't the money or accessibility for them, which you got back. What is the state of affairs with farmers accessing that funding now?
Yes. Well, I think I certainly don't want to brush over your first point. There is still $100 billion left, as far as I'm aware, in the PPP program. And so certainly would, request or urge folks who are in need of the support to apply for those funds. It's a critically important program. I just heard when I was on a call with the Ulster County Chamber of Commerce, I think something like $120 million of PPP has been lent out to the county through that lending program. So, it's been really helpful. On the economic injury disaster loan piece, yes, I've been working tirelessly to make sure that our farmers are eligible for this disaster loan. And after a back and forth where initially they said farmers weren't, and then we passed the interim bill and made it explicit, and then we were told thereafter, well, okay, they're eligible in theory, but they might not even apply because the line is too long. So then I led another letter of 77 colleagues and said, no, that's not going to be good enough. Finally, we're in a position now where our farmers can, in fact, access these funds. That being said, though, there are now reports that the loans are being capped at $150,000 rather than the max of $2 million. So Here I am again, going to lead another letter to the SBA to see if this is in fact true, and why wasn't Congress notified? Because this would be news to me for sure. So, and we are hearing reports from non-ag small businesses that they're being told that they shouldn't apply at this point, or that the funds aren't there. So, a lot of confusion on the economic injury disaster loan piece, and we're going to continue to make sure we obtain as much clarity as possible. The application portal for our non-ag small businesses, I don't understand the fact that it's still closed, and yet that's what I'm hearing. I did sign on to a letter requesting that the SBA create a new idle application queue for people who haven't been able to apply for the loans, and it also asked that the SBA provide a status update to everyone who has an application pending. So very busy in this space, trying to get some clarity and trying to make it as easy as possible for folks who want to access these loans to do so.
Meantime, as New York communities look toward a gradual reopening per parameters set by Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo, Delgado says governments need to be prepared in case there is a second wave of the pandemic.
If it in fact happens, do we have the testing capacity in place, and do we have a plan in place to begin to contain it? And the plan needs to account for, one, making sure that we have enough PPE ready and available, two, making sure that we have the testing capacity to make sure that we're not just testing the person who has come down with the virus, but any individual that person has come into contact with, irrespective of whether or not they exhibit any symptoms. And then once you have gotten the sense of that, do you have the ability to mitigate the outbreak by containing it within that group of individuals? So you need to have the testing piece. The $25 billion we got secured in the last bill is meant to do that. We called upon the administration to devise a national testing strategy to help all of our localities understand the rules of the road moving forward. We have yet to see that plan. But I think it would be helpful. I think it would be helpful for our small business owners. I think it would be helpful for our families to all sort of operate from a similar playbook here. Now, that being said, one size does not fit all, particularly in this environment where you do have hot spots. So bringing it back home, you know, I would say we have got to make sure that here in New York, we continue to build upon our testing capacity and that every local government actor is clear on what the approach needs to be in the event, as we open up the economy, we find ourselves in a position where we are going to have to test aggressively and do contact tracing. If we look at our plan and we say we're not in that position to do that, then we need to think twice about where we're headed and reconsider the approach we're going to take.
New York Congressman Antonio Delgado represents the 19th District, which spans 11 counties. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.